This is episode number 2269 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
At least one person is happy that Kim and Pete split up.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Yay.
Yay. Oh, my God. Do you think he thinks he's still got a chance? Still got a shot?
Oh. Well, it gave him, because he was worried that, I'm sure, now this is just me, but he seemed to be worried that he wasn't relevant and, you know, he wasn't in the news much.
Oh,
so
that's
it gave
true.
Him a chance to bring up
Pete.
Skeet Davidson.
Skeet. Oh, yeah. Skeet. That's right. He called him Skeet.
Yep.
That's right. You know what? I don't think Pete Davidson cares. I really don't. I don't think he gives a rat's. I really
probably
don't.
Not. So Ye is mourning the fake death of his former foe,
God.
Pete Davidson, and
God.
Shared a doctored New York Times front page on Instagram early Monday that declared Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
Oh, man. Oh, man. God, Kanye.
I know, when he calls himself a,
we should a call
nice
him,
person.
He's not a nice person. We should call him No Taste Ye.
No
taste.
That.
No tagged. He's a cad.
So fans will recall that No Taste Ye dubbed Pete Skeet throughout his very public but one-sided feud
when
Pete and Kim started dating.
Oh, remember that. Yeah.
And remember, the abuse was so intense that Kim reached out at one point to No Taste Ye to knock it off.
Yeah, she texted him, and then she posted a screenshot of the text she sent him.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. But you know what? He was being so mean. It really was abusive.
It was bullying.
I mean, it was bullying. Right,
it
right.
Was, it was online bullying.
Yeah,
it truly
was. Terrible.
Was.
I mean, you know.
I mean, it was
I mean, not that this
nasty.
Isn't Skeet Davidson dead. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, he's back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it also took aim at Kanye's other nemesis, Kid Cudi, with a sub-headline reading, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral, but fearful of bottle throwers.
Oh, my God.
Which was a joke about the Pursuit of Happiness performer walking off the stage at last month's Rolling Loud festival in Miami after fans threw objects at him.
Oh, God. Kanye.
Yeah, I know.
God, you're not relevant anymore.
Baby. He doesn't care. He's richer than...
Well, I got that. But, I mean, it's just like he's just off,
which chaps
off
my hide anyway.
He's
that
off
he's,
the rails. Okay, so I've heard people say... I've never been a Kanye fan.
Oh, and of course, the post has since been deleted.
Well, of course it has. But I've heard people say that Kanye was really a genius at his craft back in the 90s. You know, when it was relevant, when he's just getting started, in the early 2000s. And since he's just become this bloated, over-glorified thing, and I mean, he's just... I don't know.
Well,
I don't listen to his stuff, so I don't
like
know.
Like with a lot of people,
sorry,
it always starts well.
Kanye fan.
And then they kind of try to do sequels of themselves, and the sequels never work.
Well, I thought it weird that he married Kim in the first place. I that didn't fit. The MO to me, that didn't fit.
It didn't. Maybe
it didn't. It didn't. But it
I
just,
think there was it, more to it.
Yeah,
than,
that was kind of surprising.
Or he had ulterior motives. I don't think he started off with ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Because they were friends.
Yeah,
they didn't
each other. I got that. And now he can be included in the show when it shoots again instead of Skeet.
As Top Gun Maverick continues to soar.
Soar! I like your choice of words, yeah.
To box office heights. Surpassing films like Titanic.
Yeah, did you know that? It beat Titanic for the seventh all-time place.
I just don't know that should
no.
be.
No, it's a great movie.
Well, it is a great movie. I'm not saying it's not a great movie, but
let's see it again.
Jack Rose. There is room on the door, but I can't let you up here. Paramount has announced a fan appreciation weekend event to thank audiences for all... There's a meme where she's there with cats, I think.
Oh, what?
So there's not room for Jack
there's
up there.
Not room for Jack. There's cats on the door. That's it.
Sorry.
Good thing there was no scene like this in Maverick. God.
Anyway, there's a fan appreciation weekend event to thank audiences for all they've done to break box office records.
Yeah, spending $20 to go see a movie. How
to
do you like that?
Keep Tom Cruise Scientology rich.
Well, and others. I mean, you know, there's probably 400 people who worked on that film.
Well, that's true.
You know?
And Tom Cruise. To celebrate the film's success, it will return to certain theatrical formats at select theaters, where fans will get to experience exclusive content prior to their screening of the film, including a behind-the-scenes look at what it was like shooting a film on a real active Navy aircraft carrier.
Ooh, that would be cool.
So if you haven't seen it on Facebook already, you get to, well, even well, if you no, have, but you can I mean, see it on
this,
the big screen.
This part, I think there's, it sounds like it's going to be exclusive, right?
That's
for
what
now,
it says.
Until the DVD comes out, but who buys DVDs?
So the fanfare starts at select theaters this Friday.
Really?
Check the Top Gun website for theaters.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. Something to do this weekend. And I could use to see it again.
Yeah,
it's
I could too.
So good. And the thing about Top Gun, you have to see it on the big screen.
Well, of course.
If you are like, you I'm waiting for it to come on Paramount Plus.
No.
Don't, because you're going to miss. I mean, I think I told you, I was sitting like about five rows back, which I love to do in a theater, at the IMAX. And I swear to God, when they would show the tail end of one of those planes taking off, and you know, the engines flame up, and the sound was coming from the theater, from the behind the screen, yep. And it blew me right in the face. Like, wow, man!
It's pretty cool. You've got it. You need to see it.
Just incredible flying, incredible stunts. All these guys were in real planes. There was no green screen. There was none of that.
Right.
And you know what's interesting is I've watched a lot of the first movie. Whenever it's been on television since Maverick came out, I've seen it like three times. The original Top Gun.
I have too. Yeah.
And you watch it and you go like, I can see the difference. I can see what they're talking about. I mean, still a great movie.
Still
a great movie.
It stands up to the test of
Maverick,
time.
Maverick, I was surprised that it could be as good as it was. So there you go. That's our little endorsement for today, shall we? If you get a chance to see the special edition, go for it.
Go for it. It sounds fun.
With our apologies to Halle Berry, still has purple hair. There was a whole story about that, too. But
I'm sure there was, because the star changes their hair color. It is noteworthy.
Well, it is purple. It is purple. It's kind of a light purple, so it's kind of interesting looking. Anyway, check it out.
And I'm sure you think it's gorgeous.
Of course it's gorgeous. It's on her head.
It's on Halle Berry.
Hello, she can shave her head. And
you
I think
wouldn't care.
Hasn't she? No, I don't think so.
All right. I don't think she's...
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.